We're hearing that retired people save society £25 billion a year. Well, Jenna Benson, our reporter, has been looking into this for us at breakfast this morning. Jenna?
Yes, I have. And that figure's from a report out today, and it's the most extensive look at the psychology of over 65s to date. But where does this £25 billion saving come from? Reporter Karen Hoggan has been looking into the report.
They've looked at the amount that people would have to shell out if retired people weren't looking after grandchildren, parents or other family members, and that comes in at about £15.5 billion. And then there's the amount of charity work they do, which is about £3.5 billion worth, and then voluntary work about £5.5 billion worth. So, as I say, it's the amount that they're saving the economy, in a sense.
So who is our retirement nation aimed at? Here's Aston Goody, the director of MGM Advantage, who compiled the report.
Well, they are often termed the sandwich generation. So these are 60-year-olds who have elderly parents still alive, who have children, who then have grandchildren, and actually they're caught between the two. So they're looking after the elderly parents and now bringing up the grandchildren as well.
Well, Annie Shaw, founder of CashQuestions.com, says people need to start their retirement plan sooner.
If you're an older person, of course, your time for saving has gone. But the message really is to younger people, I think, who need to be putting something aside to make sure that they won't have a problem in their old age.
So are there any other ways of saving and ensuring you'll be financially stable in your retirement? This is what Annie said about annuities.
The thing about an annuity is it's a contract. It pays you an income for life. If an ordinary standard annuity, you know that that money's going to be there.
And one of the headlines of the report was that 30% of retired people felt undervalued. We asked Aston Goody from the company MGM Advantage what he thought of the figure.
It's disappointing. 14% of them feel valued. You know, it's very, very low. And I think we need to start treating these people as individuals, not as a big group. We need to start to listen to them and don't take them for granted.
And Jean in Biggleswade called in to say that some people just need to stop moaning.
Some people just retire and sit down and do nothing. Well, I've always done something in sort of volunteering and that sort of thing for the last 20 years.